Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN. Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As energy companies continue to make huge profits and no signs of our domestic gas and electricity bills going down, do we need the much spoken about windfall tax to be introduced and sooner rather than later? Fianna Fáil West Cork Dáil Deputy Christopher O'Sullivan thinks so, and he joins me this morning on WhatsApp. Good morning to you, Christopher.
Hey, Patricia.
You're welcome to the programme. Does legislation need to be put in place before you can go after the energy companies for this windfall tax? Is that where the delay is?
Yeah, it does. We need to put legislation in place. And just to kind of put in context what's happening here and what's happening with energy companies in particular. You mentioned energy companies and the extraordinary profits. And last week we had a publication of SSE Airtricity's profits. They're one of the companies that sell into the Irish market. And they return profits in the 12 months before April of €2.18 billion. So that's in the context of historical record high increases of electricity bills and energy costs. And similarly, in January, February, we saw the results of the ESB profits, and they recorded profits of €847 million. And that's just in the Irish market. So this is the context of what we're looking for a windfall tax in. It does have to be done legislatively. There's no way around this, because this is a new form of tax. So it has to be done through the Department of Finance. But What's really important here is, and I guess it's important to explain of what a windfall tax is and why we're introducing a windfall tax. So, you know, there's a few different ways of producing energy. Thankfully, we have more and more renewable energy coming online. So that's wind energy, solar, etc. The traditional way of producing energy was through fossil fuels, through coal and gas, etc. Now, over the last 12 months in particular, any energy company who was generating their electricity through the use of gas, with the extortionate gas prices, clearly they, as a response to that, had to put up their energy prices in order to make a profit. That makes sense. That's economics. But what was happening as well is those energy companies who a large portion of their energy generation comes from renewable energy, from wind, which wasn't subjected to the same increase of prices, they were charging the exact same rates as those companies that were using gas. So if that makes sense. So they, on the back of that, they were making huge profits. So what Europe decided back in almost September, October now, is that they would introduce this windfall tax. But it's taken us, you know, this number of months to actually get the heads of bill. Now, we've gone through the pre-legislative scrutiny, but it's taken months and months. And we've already missed out on a large portion of that profit tax. For example, if we introduced that windfall tax back in December, let's say if we rushed it through the Dáil, we guillotined the legislation, we got it through, Ireland would have stood to get around €2 billion in windfall tax, which really could have given back to the consumer, to the homeowner, to the business. Because we've let it go so long, because it's gone so long, if we introduce it right now, we'd stand to only get between €200 million and €600 million. It's still a lot, it'll still help. But my concern is if we let this go even further, that actually what we get from these big profits will be less and less. So that's kind of why I'm calling for it to be expedited.
And I know when the ESB group came out with their profit, they did say that they were forgoing any profit that they made on residential charges, and you know they gave the 50 euro credit back to their 1.1 million customers, and I know some of the other utility companies have done that, but that's not enough, you think?
It's not enough, and look, it's very easy for ESB to say that their electricity supply company, which is Electric Ireland, are separate from ESB. In the end of the day, it's ESB Group, and they do have quite a large section, and some would say too big a share in not just electricity generation, but also the selling of their electricity, and all the other aspects of the grid that ESB do have control over. So you know, it is they're in a much more favorable position because of the portion of the market that they have, and because they're also involved in the electricity generation. So they're directly involved in some of the gas power supply stations that are around the country. It's easier for them to segregate Electric Ireland and say that they're not operating a profit, but in the end of the day, this is ESB Group. They have the same CEO, and they're generating the same profit. So, you know, that doesn't wash with me.
Is saying, what about SSE Airtricity? They're owned by a British company. Would you be able to force them to pay windfall taxes?
Certainly, because they're one of the suppliers here in Ireland. There's no doubt about that. And they're one of the electricity generators also. So, of course, they're one of the companies that we can target. And in fairness, I mentioned the 847 million that ESB have generated in profits. A lot of the 2.18 billion for SSE Airtricity, that wouldn't all be generated in Ireland and from the Irish market, obviously, because they're involved in the UK as well. But either way, a lot of SSE Airtricity generation, in particular, because they're excellent, it must be said, at renewable energy, at wind, for example, they'd be one of the biggest players in the wind market. A lot of the electricity that they supplied to the market over the last 12 months has come from clean renewable energy that shouldn't be bound by the extortionate increases that we've seen in gas prices. But because of the way the electricity market works, they're able to charge the same price per unit as those companies that do most of their generation through gas. And that's why this windfall tax is a mechanism where we can claw some of that back. You know, they're making profits that they shouldn't really have made on the back of clean renewable energy. So it's which is great. I mean, it's great that we can now see how much cheaper renewable clean energy that doesn't have the same emissions is to generate, but we need to be able to claw back that those profits.
Yeah,
and just the most important thing here is the consumers.
Yeah, Cathy is making the point, rather than go after them on windfall tax, can the government not force the energy companies to step up and start reducing energy costs to all of us?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, plenty we've had ESB in front of our Climate Action Committee on several occasions now, and they have what's called a hardship fund. And the hardship fund, for I mentioned the 847 million, their hardship fund is only 3 million. That's to help pay with those in arrears, that's to help support those who are finding difficulty to meet their bills. I mean, 3 million is a tiny percentage of their overall profits. And what we're asking, and we must remember the government is the biggest shareholder in ESB, but we're asking is that they increase that hardship fund, and that's one way of doing it. Another suggestion has been a cap on the unit price. For me, that doesn't work. I mean, it sounds great in theory that you cap the unit price and therefore you wouldn't see the massive increases that we've seen. But in the end of the day, it's the state will fund that cap. So essentially, it's a blank check from the Irish government to the energy companies to say, you know what, you sell energy for whatever price you want to, we're going to make up the difference, and that's who'll fund the cap. So it's a difficult one. I think that the windfall tax is a good way of doing it, and again I just have to reiterate, it means that we can use, so at the moment we're talking between 200 million and 600 million that can go directly back into the pockets of the consumer and the businesses who are at the moment, we're really still struggling, waiting for this hedging period.
Yeah, just on the hedging argument that's constantly put forward by the companies, is that starting to wear a bit thin?
It's getting very frustrating, because the last time we spoke, Patricia, it must have been 3 weeks ago now, we were talking about the idea of the smart meters and bringing forward that cheaper nighttime rate. And then we talked about hedging. And, you know, the ESB companies will, the electricity companies will tell you, I think, just to cover themselves, that hedging is done 12 to 18 months in advance. So they're saying, you know, because peak gas prices were back in August, September, October, that we won't see the benefits of that hedging yet, because the gas that was bought then, we won't see that result for another 12 months from, I should say, December, October period. It does wear thin, because we're going on quite a long time now. We should start seeing, once again, electricity companies, and we're seeing the price of fuel go down, we're seeing the price of gas go down on the wholesale market, we're seeing those reductions happen. That should now start to be passed on and reflected in consumers' bills. So I think that's really important. And I think, you know, you asked me what government could do in terms of tackling this. I think that as a group of buyers and consumers, that we can do something. And there's something that I'm getting up and running here in West Cork, in my constituency in Cork South West, and that is to use the power of group purchasing and aggregated spend. So what I'm suggesting is that if there are consumers out there who are struggling to reduce their energy prices when they switch, that we use our aggregated spending power. In other words, there's economy of scale. And if anybody out there wants to get in touch with my office, and they want to email me their yearly spend on electricity, all I need is their name, their address, and their yearly spend. And if we, you know, one person alone can't make a big difference in terms of the reduction in energy prices, but I genuinely believe in the power of group purchasing. And if we can aggregate maybe 100, 200, 300 people at the start, the numbers will build, then we can go, and my office is offering to do this just as a gesture to try and reduce prices. We can go to the energy prices, we can use those numbers and that aggregated spend to try and get better rates for people out there, because we're not seeing the reduction in prices that we thought we'd see. It's going to take a while for this windfall tax legislation to get through, but people don't have that time. So I'm offering that service for anyone who wants to avail of it, and they can email me.
And did you get anywhere with the nighttime tariff?
Yeah, so as I said, when we met the Commissioner for Regulation of Utilities, they are the commission who actually decide the time that the night rate kicks in. They did agree that they'd go away and look at it. Now, again, that's about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. We haven't heard back as to any results of the review of that. I did bring it up with the Taoiseach. I brought up the whole cost of energy with the Taoiseach last week. And the two things that we can do straight away is expedite this windfall tax legislation, so that we can see those tax credits go back into people's, or those energy credits go back into people's pockets. And the second thing is that we immediately review that cheaper tariff to kick in at 8 o'clock and not at 11 o'clock when everybody's in bed and they're getting absolutely no benefit from that cheaper rate. So he did assure me that he would look into it. But, you know, looking into it, there's one thing. We really need to see action now on energy straight away, because we're coming up on a year since these real massive historical record increases in energy prices started kicking in. So we need to see that.
And the first bill starting to land without the €200 energy credit in probably about 6 months. And then on top of all of that, Christopher, on Thursday, the excise duty starts to go back up on petrol 5 cent and on diesel. Or 6 cent on petrol, 5 cent on diesel, with two more of those increases to come in the next number of months. People really are struggling at the moment.
Yeah, and it's another blow, and I can understand the frustration. And let's face it, none of us wanted to see that happen. Of course, we're seeing the cost of fuel at the pump station and at the petrol stations reduce, especially compared to where they were this time last year. Towards the end of 2022, we've seen a significant reduction, and this measure was always going to be a temporary measure. And of course, while revenue and while the Exchequer and while the government's pockets are doing okay at the moment in terms of the economy and in terms of corporate tax revenue, it's quite healthy. We know that there isn't a bottomless pit there, and we have to manage things prudently. So while it is a blow, and I certainly personally would like to have seen that excise duty abolition extended for another while. We also have to face reality in that this was always going to be a temporary measure. When it was first introduced, it was flagged as a temporary measure, and there was always going to be an end to it, and a definite end to it. So this is something I doubt very much is going to be reversed. I think the excise will duty will come back on petrol and diesel on a phased basis. But that said, government is always looking at ways that we can reduce the burden of the cost of living. It is a crisis. There's no other way of describing it at the moment. You know, inflation it has been an issue for the last 12 months. We've seen the cost of goods go up, the cost of shopping go up, the cost of energy that we've just spent the last 20 minutes talking about go up. So we have to see innovative ways of reducing that burden on people. But this is something that was always going to be temporary. And unfortunately, I don't think there's any U-turn on this one.
OK, we got to leave it there. Christopher, thank you for that. And keep us updated, particularly on that windfall tax legislation.
Thank you. Very, very briefly, if people do want to participate in this idea of aggregated spend and combining all forces, then I would urge them just to email me at christopher.o'sullivan@aroctus.ie. All data will be held, will be dealt with very sensitively under GDPR. And I think this could be a key way of using people power to reduce costs.
OK. All right. Thank you for that, Christopher. And thanks for joining us. That is Fianna Fáil, West Cork Dáil Deputy Christopher O'Sullivan. I just spotted a question in. Donald says, does Christopher know why petrol is going up 1 cent more than diesel from this Thursday when everyone was told to move to petrol away from diesel? I thought it was the other way. I thought everyone was told to move to diesel away from petrol. But the reason for it, Donal, is that when they reduced the excise duty, it was petrol, there was 20 cents taken off the cost of petrol, and there was less taken off the cost of diesel. It was 15. So they're eventually bringing back that 20 cent and that 15 cent, and it's been done. They're going to do it gradually over three increases. So that's why it's going to be slightly higher, because in total, 20 cent has to go back on petrol at the end of it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.